Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. So you know how we've all been getting out of our cars doing the Kiki challenge?
Yeah, we all have.
Yeah, I mean, BJ loves it.
Yeah, I almost got hit by a car.
Well, because I'm a slow Kiki guy.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you hiding? And then you do the riding, this part. And then
I got a bad knee, so it takes me a while to get back in the car.
Yeah, but...
bad things can happen.
So guess what we've all been doing, actually?
What have we been doing?
We've been dancing to Kim Kardashian.
Son of a...
Play a little bit of the song if you have one.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never.
See, when you're riding, you do this part with your hand on a steering wheel.
And I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB.
This is about the point where I jump back in the car.
Yeah, well, you
should. I get tired.
So we've all been doing the Kiki challenge, and now they're saying we've been dancing to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, son of a gun. We got duped again.
Kim Kardashian. They say she's Kiki from Drake's In My Feelings.
Oh, boy.
Listen to how all this goes down, friends. Kim Kardashian, first of all, I want you to know she's denying it, but her family calls her Kiki.
They do.
In the family, that's what she's known as, Kiki.
They call her Kiki.
Kiki.
Son of a gun. That's a coincidence.
She also has one of her lipsticks. The color is called Kiki.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Starting to come together.
It really is. Her name is Kiki. Yeah. She has a lipstick named Kiki, and he's saying about Kiki.
Yeah. I'm no jury and I'm no lawyer, but boy, oh boy, if I'm in court right now, I'm starting to lean in his direction.
And I guess Drake also collaborated with Travis Scott and was right down the hall at all times.
Well, I'm not sure what that means, but we'll go with it.
Well, because he could be in the house basically while she was around because they were collaborating.
Oh,
so she was right
was
there. Yes.
Gotcha.
So he was right there. And one of the lyrics goes like this in Travis Scott's song. I crept down the block. See?
Yeah.
I crept down the block. I made it right. I cut the lights. I paid the price.
That's how big that house is. It's a block.
So crazy. Anyway, the two have some friends, mutual friends, but they say she never slept with Drake before or after she was married. That's what they're saying. However, Nick Cannon fueled the fire even more with the Kim Kardashian-Drake speculation. During an interview on something called Everyday Struggle, he said this. Stepping back as a fan, there is something real personal Drake holds over the Kardashians' heads. Like, y'all don't want me to let this one out.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave.
Well, seems like she's got some explaining to do to Kanye.
So I feel like the Kiki challenge is kind of over. It ran its course like bottle flipping. But I think we bring it back, but everybody dresses up like Kim Kardashian.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Right?
I get tired getting in and out of the car, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh?
I like the lady, though, that does it. She does the Kiki challenge, and she just drives right by a cow. She opens her door, and she does the song to it, and there's just a cow. I don't know. It's funny.
Yeah.
You have to see it. It's hilarious. Yeah.
All right. I saw this circulating on Twitter all weekend long. And Kim Kardashian denying the fact that she slept with
Drake. She said it never happened in a story, BJ Harris.
No, I don't know.
That's what she said, never happened in the story.
I think Kanye's asking questions.
Well.
And that Drake, he gets around, man.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Yeah, he gets around.
Remember, he said that he loved Rihanna.
He sure did.
I don't know. I mean, that Kanye's crazy. Drake is really... uber successful. Kanye's nuts.
Much better music career.
I don't really like Drake's bangs.
You don't?
No. His forehead's too wide.
Well, he's Canadian, too, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
I think he is.
Well, hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'm trying to care. Hold on. Let me find it. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so horrible. There. Now,
could
okay.
it be? Could it not be? Who knows?
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I won't sleep tonight.
It's crazy. All right. Here's something that happened. So, I guess Monica Lewinsky, she was duped. She was supposed to be on stage in Israel talking about women and empowerment and all this stuff. But then guess where they went? They went to a Bill Clinton question and she walked off stage.
I apologize to you personally. And you said, I apologize publicly. Do you still expect that apology with the personal apology?
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Goodbye.
She walked off.
She's out of there.
I'll blame her. That's so over.
Yeah.
Let me talk about something else.
Yeah, she did her speech, and I guess it was completely on something else with the empowerment stuff, but everybody wants to go back to Bill for some reason.
She wrote this after it was all over. When they asked me on stage, there was an agreement about what it would be about. Obviously, I was blatantly... There was blatant disregard for the agreement, and I had been misled. I left because it is more important than ever for women to stand up for themselves and not allow others to control their narrative. So good for you, Monica.
But at the same time, you know, what else are they going to ask?
But
I mean, they're not going to ask that much.
Well, then don't have me on stage then. If you don't care about what I was actually talking about, which it was anti-bullying and cyberbullying, and that's what her format is now. Like, so don't ask me about Bill. I'm done with it. Don't ask me if he should apologize. Like,
wherever she goes, it will always come up.
Right, but
it's going to always come up.
They made an agreement, and it was not respected. Hold on, my son is texting.
She got blindsided.
That's texting.
And she split.
Oh, it's actually from Snyder.
Well, what about Snyder?
She said, good morning. Any chance you have our itinerary for our upcoming adventure to the Cayman Islands?
We're on it, Snyder.
We are on it.
We're on it, Snyder.
You just hold on.
You just hang on there, Snyder. You're getting a little jumpy over there.
Why does she need an itinerary?
I don't know.
Here's how it goes.
Yeah.
Beach, drinking, beach, drinking, beach, drinking.
No,
oh, God.
No,
I
no,
hope
no.
She doesn't want to go work out.
She is in training. She's in training.
Oh, she is in training.
She is in training, so therefore she's got to work her workouts inside all the drinking and the eating.
Lord. I swear. You know what's funny? Is when I was at that hotel over the weekend, I saw that gym.
Yeah.
And I looked in there and I was like, I don't know how to be one of those people.
No.
At a resort in a gym. Like, why would you be in there?
Yeah.
I wanted to knock on the window because it faces the pool, and I was out at the pool, and I wanted to... You're at a resort!
Yes. Yeah.
This is a resort!
I feel the same way about this place. I really like the people that work in this building simply because you can go down to our workout room
Amen.
Anytime during the day. I don't care when it is. From morning till night. And you'll never find anyone in our workout room.
Not and one person.
I love that.
Amen. I'm with you.
I love the unhealthy people that work with me.
You can't find anybody in the... I mean, even in the whole building, nobody even goes workout at our workout facility.
The equipment
here.
Down in our facility, they still have the tags on them. Nobody's taking the tags off from the equipment being brand new.
I know.
Some of the stuff's never even been plugged
in. That's so true.
It's lovely.
It is nice. I mean, you have your own private workout facility.
That equipment will last forever.
It really will. It's crazy. Anyway, so can you get that itinerary?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
What does she think we're going to do? Why does she need an itinerary?
She wants to know when the barbecue is. She wants to know when she's going snorkeling. She wants to know when the bar bingo is. She wants to know.
I ask you something? But why? Like,
because she's got a set schedule. Some people go on vacation, but they have a set schedule.
I don't.
Some freelance it, like you and I. We don't care.
I just go.
But Snyder, eh.
I almost rented a horse this weekend.
You did?
I almost did.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk my kid into it, but I was like, let's go horseback riding.
Yeah.
I was like, no. By the way, kudos to Sean for being on a damn bike. I was on a bike for 3 hours over the weekend. Oh, my God.
Torture.
The inside of my thighs are purple and black.
Ooh.
The insides, yeah. Right here.
I see, I see.
You looked. You looked. I get to punch your arm three times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different
game.
One.
No, that's the not different the game.
Yeah, it's this game. Look. Look right here. Oh, see, I get to punch you. I get to punch you three times. Oh, I'm going to make a new game. Look right here.
Oh, no. Jamie. I'm a anyway, married man.
But, oh, yeah, with a baby. Oh. With a baby.
What are you doing?
But anyway, purple and black. Do your inside of your thighs get purple and black?
Me? Don't show us.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Don't show
they
us.
They don't?
No.
I think I was gripping with my inner thighs maybe. While I was going down the mountain.
Yeah. Trying to hang on for dear life.
Yeah, it might be a different mechanism when you're doing the downhill mountain bike.
It is just hanging on and trying not to die.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Well, they take your bike up the lift, the chairlift,
uh-huh.
And then you go down and you try not to die. That's the whole thing.
Stay away from the rocks. Don't hit a tree.
Just try not to die. Then these two ladies, they were walking one of the paths, the crisscross path, and I felt, I don't know, a lot. And they came over and they're like, honey. Because my son took a different path down. And they're like, you know, this is a blue, and you might want to stay on the greens.
Oh, the green's easier, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's flat.
Yeah, I was like, I was just trying. My head, like, there's birds flying in a circle.
Yeah. They don't have a bicycle bunny hill?
Well, they do, the greens, but I felt like that was too easy. It's just a switchback. That's just easy.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the single trails.
Yeah. Well, you bit off just a little too much, didn't you there, pumpkin?
Oh, well, I'll get better. Let's see here. Roseanne Barr, what is she doing? Is she moving to Israel? Listen to this.
Well, what inspired you to move to Israel?
I love it there.
How long do you plan on staying?
Until hell freezes over.
Do you think we can find a peaceful solution to the violence?
I will.
You will?
She's going to Israel.
She has, for a long time, she's been a big pro-Israeli proponent.
Yeah.
And she's talked about it many, 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 many times. And I think she just wants to get out of the country and get away from the Connors.
Well, my friend, actually, the guy I dated for 7 years, he was Jewish. And I guess but they're not required, but it's a thing for all the kids to go to Israel when they're in high school. And he had to wear one of those jackets, like a flak jacket.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere where you have to wear that.
I don't know what jacket that is.
It's like so you don't get shot.
Oh.
You know.
Like bulletproof?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but this was back in the day, but still.
Well, it looks like she's going to be out of the country when the Connors hit the airwaves, so she doesn't have to watch.
Oh, is that what she's doing?
That's what they're saying. They're saying that's part of it.
You can still get some channels.
I don't think she's going to search.
Oh, okay.
Don't get cable when you're over there.
They have satellite.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do I have for you? The finally that I have for you is this. Taylor Swift talks about the meaning behind her reputation. Album.
I think that there was a bit of a bait and switch that happened with this album when we put out Look What You Made Me Do, and we're like, guys, this album's going to be one thing. And when the album came out, it's legitimately an album about finding love throughout all the noise. And so it starts with the noise and how that all makes you feel, and how it makes you feel when people are saying things about you that you feel like aren't true, and living your life sort of in defiance of that, in defiance of your reputation.
Huh?
Yeah.
And then finally, I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, because I don't know if it goes in any way good or bad, but did you see that Nike signed Colin Kaepernick?
We'll do that next when we come back.
Should we talk? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We simply put it out there on Textando. Is it good or bad?
I feel like it goes anywhere good.
Well, why not? I mean, it could be good for Nike. It could work out.
Well, people are burning their shoes right now.
Well, that's just because they don't fit. Feet got too big.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.